Good evening and welcome to episode 8 of the BJ Report. It's your host, Hedico Martinez, and your main man,
Bardi Hassani.
Where are you based, Bardi?
I am based in Fulham.
Ooh, SW6, ooh. Baby.
Yeah. Fuck.
Middle class living.
Yeah, all day, every day. Where are you based?
Staines.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Hopefully we can sort out some better accommodation for you.
I was watching Ali G in the house, baby.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got a bit
excited. I'm killing it. Flicking it. I'm moving it.
Doing it. Nice.
See, there you go. The first film I've seen that you mentioned.
Yes.
In this whole entire show. Yes.
It looks weird, doesn't it? It's Ali G.
And it's Ali G. It's a great film. It's a great film.
Great film. Big up Sacha Baron Cohen.
All day, every day. An absolute genius.
Absolute genius.
Jerry, how are you this week?
Mate, I'm ecstatic, mate.
Yeah?
Because lockdown is going to end in a couple months' time.
Absolutely. We've got a timeline that we've got to adhere to.
Yeah.
You know, and look
it's
forward.
In June, right? June when?
June 21st where all legal limits on social contact will be lifted.
So we get to party and bump and grind.
Nightclub should be able to reopen and restrictions on events and live performances, including weddings, will be lifted.
In the clubs, I'm going to be bumping grind.
You know that one?
We should start R&B group, mate.
Well, let's not do that. I mean, we're struggling with podcasting as it is. Let's not start a fucking group.
All right, fine. Fuck you, man. I'm thinking all networking, bro.
Networking. No, I'm absolutely happy with this week's news. Of the roadmap that the BJ himself, the big BJ, has set out for the UK.
Yeah, it's true, mate. He did well. He generally did well. And it's not too early. But pubs are opening, though. The outside space.
The outside, so the gardens. I believe they will be open. When is it? May 17th. So gatherings of up to 30 people will be permitted outdoors at this point. Okay.
We're going to party.
Pubs and restaurants will open indoors, as will cinemas. There we are.
Cinemas?
Yeah. Oh, look, here's one for you, Jerry. This is going to be the great one for you. You need to look forward to the 12th of April.
Why?
Hairdressers and barbers will be reopened. Yes, mate, because that is, it's a problem to look at, let alone live with.
Oh, shut up, mate. Your hair is atrocious.
Mine is very nice compared to yours. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I know, mine's a bit wild. It looks like a nest. Fucking hell.
But how's your week been, Jerry?
Mate, it's all good. It's all good, brother. All good. Yeah? It's the same old shit, different day. As I say, you know, you have to work, you have to grind. But now everything, lockdown's going to be restricted. There's no, you don't really need, you know, internet dating anymore. Hint.
Oh, is that a little hint at what this week's article's about? Ooh. You melon, you've given it away.
Oh, no. But it's true, man. It's good to see, like, physical, like, there's going to be physical contact. I could interact with people use my elite sales skills.
No, hold on. I mean, what do you mean you can contact people? What are you talking about?
Interact.
But yeah, but you don't have to go and touch them. I would still keep social distance measures.
No, like you
I would.
You'd be grinding on their leg like a dog.
No, that's in a club, bro. That's in a club.
In a club, bro.
I'm talking about in the supermarket and stuff.
In the supermarket, you shouldn't touch anyone.
Exactly.
That's a bit weird.
Well, yeah. Mate, no, absolutely. Fair. But that's why I would still keep the social distance measures in place. Yeah, 100%. 100%. But I can't wait for it to go back to normal. At least we've got something to look forward to now.
Yes, exactly. We're not stuck indoors. But to be fair, we've been stuck indoors at work.
I'm not even going to get into that whole debate because
it's not safe.
It's not safe. It's not good. However, we just need to keep going. At least we have been able to work during this difficult time.
Making rupees.
And also, now we've got this this timeline, we can organize when we can actually record, sit down together, record the podcast together, and actually put it on YouTube. Video record it.
June.
No,
it's going to be
Yeah, June. Yeah. By June, it should be absolutely fine.
I think you'll be able to go to other people's houses, no? In April.
I hope so.
I think
we'll
so.
Find out. We'll find out. We'll,
yeah,
as it goes on.
At the moment.
And hopefully we can get everyone to have the vaccine. Get rid of those anti-vaxxers. We don't need them, like yourself, Jericho.
Yes, I know. Yeah, I'm gonna refuse. First refusal.
Yeah.
Yeah, until 5 years, and then when
people 5 years.
Yeah, when people start growing an extra arm and an extra toe.
I would ban you from every social event. I would ban you from every restaurant, every pub. You can't go abroad.
I want to travel.
Yeah, you could. Do you know where you can travel? You can travel from your living room to the toilet and maybe to work. That's what I would allow you.
I'll still be going to work anyway, mate. So, yeah, fuck you. Yeah. Anyway, it's not this Jericho right now. It's well, how's your day been, you fucking cunt?
It's been absolutely amazing, if I'm being honest.
Okay, brilliant. So, the first...
It's actually been great weather. No jacket. We went for a walk today during our break time. We didn't need a jacket. It was amazing.
You try to hold my hand. That's how romantic it was.
Yeah, what? All of a sudden, the sun comes out and we can't hold hands. What's going on, bro?
Oh, yeah, we don't do that. But it was great. Excited, amped up, ready to rock and roller. So, Barnes, talk us through your report.
Wait, do you want me to go first?
Ooh, yeah, you go first, man. Fuck it. I went first last week.
All right, cool. Let's go for it. Well, what my article is about today, I'm going to read the headline out to you, Mr. Jericho Martinez III. Okay, I'm going to read this out to you. Cocaine weighing 2,300 kilograms with an estimated value of 184 million has been found inside a consignment of bananas that arrived in the UK from Colombia.
Oh, wow.
Woo! That is mental. I mean, if anything's coming in from Colombia, double check it. That's what I'll be doing.
Open up the bananas.
The banana. How did the hell? I imagine how creative that is to get it inside a banana.
I don't think it is.
Oh, sorry. Do we have an expert over here? Okay, why is it not?
Kingpin right here, mate. I smuggled drugs in the UK up my anus.
Oh, my days. So you're one of the 10 people that were arrested.
Sorry, that was a bit extreme.
So this is one of the UK's biggest ever drug seizures.
Yeah, massive. How much did it weigh?
2,300 kilograms.
2,000? What? That's 2.3 tons, no?
I'm guessing
it is.
I'm guessing.
I'm sure 1,000.
Yeah.
No,
absolutely. So, and this was obviously removed. Well, it was intercepted at Portsmouth, and the drugs were removed. The National Crime Agency, the NCA, said. Okay, so there have been 10 people arrested. 3 people have been charged. Okay, so they knew that the drugs were coming in. So, do you know what that says to me? There's a snitch in the system. They had a snitch in their organization. Oh,
sneaky,
dear me.
Sneaky.
So,
why? Wait, that's a lot of money to be made.
A lot of money.
Well, that's what baffles me, you know.
So what they said was, because they've intercepted this consignment that's coming in, they've taken effectively out of the streets 5 million drug deals.
Oh.
And apparently it's going to have a profound effect in the criminals' pockets, basically, is what he's saying. The criminal, this organization is going to dip into their profits. Honestly, they're not going to be able to pay the taxes.
By the way, it's 2.5 tons. Just FYI. So 2.5 tons of coke.
Bananas coming in. Imagine if one of them actually makes it to a supermarket, they'd be sold out in a week.
That'd be a mad surprise. Good old Margaret, she just wanted bananas for.
Exactly. I mean, they do say if having one banana can give you the enough energy for 60-minute workout, this will give you a 4-hour buzz, mate. It will get you off.
Fucking amped. 80-year-old Susan were doing backflips in our front room.
Exactly, she'll feel alive again. Kyle. But yeah, I mean, imagine that. And I've seen also the films when people do take. They see some drugs and they taste it.
Yeah,
there's a guy in there going, "Oh my, this is like the best shit ever." The officer going in with his
proper stuff. Yeah, that's cocaine. Yep,
that's definitely it. Definitely. Can I just see? I don't want to taste it. I just want to see what it smells like. You know.
Yeah. Oh, a little bit more. Oh, yeah, that's definitely cocaine. Let me just taste it.
But how do they think they were going to get away with this? Seriously? With all those...
It's not the first time they've done it, though.
No, I'm guessing there's been other... 100%. I'm guessing there's been times where they've actually got away with it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, 2.5 ton. Mental.
Oh, that's too much, mate.
I mean...
that's too much. 2.5 tons, and you're getting fucking caught as well. Yeah, whoever got caught with that. So where was the shipment like found?
In Portsmouth.
So, yeah. So they were just waiting at the bay, I suppose? At the cargo
from the article. So what it says was, okay. Yeah, so it was intercepted at Portsmouth. And then what they had to do is they had to package it with in a certain way and take it to a Tottenham industrial estate in North London to transfer the drugs there safely so it's not anywhere. And then the drugs get destroyed.
Oh, wow. So it started off with 2.5 tons. When it got to Tottenham, it was 2 tons.
It's 2
when
tons.
When it got to the...
And they burnt 4 grams of it. It just kept reducing along the way. I don't know what was going on. We've lost 160 drivers along the way. I don't know how they've done it.
They did.
Oh my god.
Allocated stops.
But do you know what I want to know? I think is the best thing. Imagine the person who's in charge of getting it destroyed.
Fucking hell.
Because he's just there going, do you know what? I'll take care of this. You know, guys, leave this to me. I'm gonna make sure it all gets burnt, destroyed. It doesn't go out in the streets. You guys go home early. Are you sure? You may need some help. There's a lot of it. It's 2.5 ton. You're gonna need help. No, you guys go home. All right, you guys go home. I'll sort it out. I'll take the L. I'll stay overnight. I'll make sure it all gets burnt.
He's by himself. He's literally by himself. I'm a good manager, guys. Do not forget this, all right?
Remember, I'm doing something good. You guys go home. Do you know what? Take the weekend off. That's what I'm going to say. Take the weekend off.
In a bin bag.
This guy's taking a bath in cocaine. He's just there sat in his bathtub. Just his head sticking out.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that'll be... Yeah, I can see certain individuals doing that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. Of taking course. A kilo or something. No one knows. If it goes into, was it the...
Who's stolen 4 bananas? There's 4 bananas missing from this pallet. Who's taken them? I'm not taking the piss.
Walk in with 4 bananas and then say, I wasn't hungry, and then walk out with 4 bananas, but they're swapped.
Imagine you walk past one of the sergeant's cars and he's like, why have you got 2 pallets in the back seat? Huh? No, why have you got 2 pallets? Oh, no, those are from Waitrose. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about them. But yeah, 2.5 ton seized.
Yeah, I know. That's fucking mad, though, isn't it?
But imagine, obviously, the people here waiting for the drugs.
Yeah, they paid for that shit.
They paid for that shit. For the guys in Colombia, like, listen, we've been paid. You guys wanted it bananas. We were going to send it the normal way. But you wanted to take it. Now take it.
It's crazy how they actually do that, you know? That they're still doing that sort of that much weight in these days now. Okay. Just get more creative with it. Before it was flying planes over from fucking Colombia to wherever. And now it's being shipped in fucking bananas. Next thing you know is a fucking avocado.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's the little flying saucers. It's the flying saucers.
Sherbet.
The little sherbets, yeah, exactly.
Like, they were great, those flying saucers.
You know, I like them. I really like them. I had some a few months ago, actually. It was very nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you buy from Co-op?
Yeah, Co-op, exactly.
I know, because I was there.
No, it wasn't with you.
It was with me.
This is a topic for another day. This is episode 9 material, okay. But yeah, that's what my article was about. I thought it was interesting. Someone sent this to me. It's actually sent to me in a little group WhatsApp that I'm in. And I thought, you know what? I'm definitely going to use this.
I didn't get the memo.
You're not. No, we only want good people in there. Funny people.
Oh, look, it's an all white group.
No, that's not true. We have people of color.
I'm not fussed. Do you know what I mean? I still like you who you are.
Okay, you're going to me to be a racist then.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you're no longer.
No, They're not white per se. I'm just. Oh dear! No. We are multicultural.
Of course. Yeah, it's 100%.
We just don't have you in there because we just don't like you. That's all it is.
Excuse me.
I'm just.
What did you say? No, but it's all right. No worries. I didn't get the memo. It's fine.
It's all right. I mean? No, don't wait for the memo. Don't wait for the bananas. I don't have anything for you.
You've got cocaine and bananas. Keep in your group, okay?
I will. This article was actually on the BBC as well.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh, it was official.
Is it official? Yeah. Oh, well, that's great.
Well, that's my article for this week. Congrats. Guys.
Yeah, so is mine. Mine's on the...
Ooh.
Mine's currently on the BBC as well. So take that, ooh, motherfucker.
Ooh.
Mine is... So... Dating apps... Scam committed by criminal from inside prison.
All right. Okay, cool. Tell us what's going on. Tell me and the audience what's going on.
So what is going on? This is from, this is quoted by the geezer in jail. We're not going to give his name. They gave his name as Jamie, but that's not his real name. He's in his early 20s.
His name's Jericho.
Scam artist. It's one of the easiest way to get money, to be honest. If you've got a girl and she works and she's into you, why not ask her to send over money? Lawyers are the best, obviously. Wow.
All right. Well, hold on. Let's rewind. Start again. Yeah. What is the scam that he's been doing?
So he's in jail. He's making a girl fall in love with him.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, just pretty much catfishing her.
To send him money. That is pure game.
Look, it, yeah, 100%.
That is that pure is game.
10 out of 10 game.
That is, you know, that is elite levels.
Yeah, definitely.
When you're behind bars and you're getting more girls. Oh, my.
Do you know, to be fair, it's legal.
Yeah, what's
your... Because it's a gift.
Yeah. So what do you do in your spare time? Oh, I just read. I just chill.
The most I ever got from a girl was 10,000.
10,000 pounds?
Yeah. That's the most she got was 10,000 pounds.
This guy needs to write a book.
She was sending him 100 and 200 pounds per week.
Oh, wow. But how did he justify it, though? This guy's a genius. This guy needs to write, like, pickup books.
Does, man. I need to fucking...
We need to meet this guy. He needs to teach us a few things. What's going on?
No... He goes, look, he was charming. In 2020, there were nearly 7,000 reports of so-called romance fraud. It cost victims almost 70 million last year.
Yeah.
And according to Trade Association UK Finance, there has been a 20% increase in bank transfers relating to romance fraud during the pandemic.
Oh my, this guy sounds like my godfather. He used to do this kind of stuff.
He's a legend. Look, it's not right. Like doing that to women, you know, you're playing with their feelings and their emotions.
No,
do you know what I mean?
No,
it's not right doing it, but
to be fair,
the system.
No, he did. He's
in jail. There's nothing.
But wait, hold on. Obviously, she doesn't know he's in jail.
I don't know. Who knows?
Because I think it's better if she knows that he's in jail when he's still managing to do all this stuff. I think that's a better story.
Yeah, definitely. But I think, I don't know.
But what are you spending it on? Oh, just stuff. What could you be spending it on?
Well, he's just stacking it.
I'm just there. I
think 10,000 was the max. What the fuck?
Fucking
200 pounds a week. So you got your normal hustle. What you?
So let's say,
wherever it is.
Yeah.
And then you've got that little just coming in. Bang, bang. 200 pounds a week. 2, 4.
So let's say, 200 pounds a week. That's 800 pounds a month.
That's a joke.
That is literally mental.
A joke. That's why I'm just looking forward to just, like, I haven't used Tinder in ages.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
But that's why I'm going to obviously sell that consignment of cocaine, get myself in jail, get myself a phone, and get myself on Tinder.
Oh, that's it. Mate, have you used, so what's the situation? What's your insight on social media and dating apps?
I mean, to be fair, it's during COVID, you can't go out and meet people. I can imagine it has risen, the use of dating apps. You know, Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, I think. Yeah.
Hinge is a big one. I heard about that. I never got really into that.
No,
shit.
I've never got into that.
No, Hinge was just like for vegans.
Vegans.
I just thought it was like a really hipster thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you probably just read the description incorrectly.
It's true.
Yeah, but I can imagine.
I went on a blind date because when I was using Tinder, I went on a blind date with a vegan girl.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. I never met her before.
Oh, for fuck. another punch. Another punch.
That was
he slipped it in. He just slipped it in.
That was great.
All right. Well done.
Yes, baby.
Well done.
I think that was
great. That's the weekly feature of the Jerry pun that we have to look forward to every single week now. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one, definitely. Okay. No, but I've never used Hinge. I used to use Bumble a lot. But, you know,
what?
When you're a guy, Bumble.
Oh, Bumble. You said Bumb.
Bumble, all right. Bumble and Tinder. Like, Tinder, all you had to do, as a guy, I don't know if I'm the only one who did this, but it's just keep swiping right.
Okay.
Just like swipe, regardless of what they looked at, and just tried your luck.
Yeah, I've tried that before. Pick,
can choose.
But I tell you what, there's something funny. Someone, a girl actually parred me up differently on Tinder once.
Body is a victim. He's a victim.
You know what's the worst thing? It was like the worst thing you could say to someone, but it was so strong. I had to respect it. I just laughed. I had a photo with a dog, a pug, on one of my photos, right? And
using animals to get poo-tang.
Exactly. I should have gone to the guy in prison and found out some tips. But what she wrote was, this is all she wrote. So we matched. And before I'd even chance the message, she goes, your dog is cute. Shame about you.
Oh.
I laughed so much. It was like, oh, shit, what can you say? But I cried for about a week. I was so dehydrated. It was insane.
I cried for about a week.
No, oh, obviously not. But it was a funny thing. She didn't say anything else. I was like, well, definitely. She's not wife material. Okay, yeah, so that's a bit rude. That's a bit out of order.
That is a bit rude. Nah, mate. I'll fuck her up, you know, for you.
No, you don't.
Nah, no. You're my boy. I'm not having that.
No. It was funny. I laughed. No, genuinely, without a joke, I just laughed. I was like, that's a good bar. It's a good bar.
That is a good bar.
It's a great one. I had to respect it.
Mugged off.
I got mugged off. So I deleted it, obviously, straight away and just, you know.
Really? Or just.
But no, I deleted it straight away, took off some annual leave from work and just cried.
You were sat in the corner of your room with a bottle of vodka.
Exactly. I was so sensitive to sunlight by the end of it. I just wanted to be in darkness.
Well, do you know what? Fair play to you. You got back on that bike, didn't you?
I got back on it. I got straight back on it. And hopefully one day.
So how's it looking for you now at the moment? Like, are you using any other websites?
No, I haven't.
No?
No, I'm not on anything. No.
Because look, I matched up with a pretty cute Russian girl. Yeah, before, like a long time ago, and I was finding it hard to put in words how beautiful she was.
Oh, for fuck's sake. You've done two in 1 week. You've done two puns. Oh, okay.
That is fucking epic. No, I didn't actually match any Russian girls on Tinder, to be fair.
No, you just used it for the premise of a joke.
Yes, I did, yeah.
That's
and
a really
it
one.
Linked in really well, though. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
No, it did.
Yeah. Right, fuck you. But
I think you're really putting the work in this podcast.
Yeah, I'm putting in the work today. You're actually a dickhead, mate. You're taking a piss out of my. This is my time.
Sorry.
Mean.
Sorry. Go on.
Oh my god, you're hurting me now. But well, lockdown's going to be over soon. Get out there, enjoy with the lads. You know. And focus on myself. I think
and
that's
the,
what
and,
I need
and
to
the do. Women, not just the lads. There's females listening as well.
Yeah, there's females
sexist.
Out there, you know. But I'd rather just
you
focus on.
Pig.
I just miss enjoying, like, a gathering with my friends. That's what I'm missing.
It was never a problem for you because you rarely had friends anyway.
Oh my god. Yes, I know. I need three, okay?
And they're all in the Philippines.
One's not even you. One's not even you.
I only use you for the podcast, mate. I don't give a shit about
They're based overseas, okay? They're based
overseas. They promise to obviously visit me once they get a visa. They make me pay £500 a month to be their friends. But it's all good.
That sounds really, you know, it sounds like, wait, that sounds, you're too familiar with that, Boz. Are you sure that's not happening to you in Kazakhstan?
Kazakhstan.
Oh, you're one of the, oh, you're getting done by Jamie, mate.
Who's Jamie?
The fucking scam artist. You're sending them 500 quid a month, mate.
Well, hold on. Are you saying these guys are not my friends?
They're not your friends.
I'm sending £500 a month to these people that said they're going to come and visit me and we're going to have like a lads night out and be one of the boys.
Lads. But no, they're taking 500 quid and just, you know, they're in a prison. Oof. In Albania.
We went from Kazakhstan to Albania. Your compass is off, mate. Your compass is off.
It's way off, son. But
perfect.
Yeah, to be fair, man, it's I just can't wait for lockdown to be over. I can pray I find one of those bananas in Sainsbury's.
Oh, and, yes. And buy 4 or 5 pallets and save it for June. Hey! I'll be queuing up in the night. I'll be eating a banana. What's going on? Huh? No, I'll finish it outside.
Yeah, exactly. And the next thing you know, fucking look, you come out white shit all over your face. It's a banana, I swear.
I don't know what it is.
All tweaked. But mate, just anyone who's out there, just be careful with scam artists like that, okay, on Tinder.
Yeah, don't send money to strangers. Yeah,
don't send money in general. Why would you do that?
Exactly.
If they love you, they love you for you.
Exactly. And to the woman who insulted me on Tinder, who's laughing now, huh? No, fuck it.
No, why? Oh, no. She disrespected you.
No, it wasn't. It was a good bar. I respect it. I'm only joking.
That was a good bar.
It was funny.
That's not a good bar.
It made me laugh. It made me laugh.
You got the confidence to go up to her. But to be fair, on Bumble, it's the girl who makes the first move.
Yeah, I know. But it's okay. Cause yeah. It's a slightly different concept.
They'd be like, oh, you look like you're from the film Moana.
Is that what they say to you?
people say that though.
What?
When they see me, you remind me of the guy from Moana. I'm like, oh, shut up, man.
Racist?
Yeah, exactly. That's not racist at all.
No.
I'm Filipino, okay? I'm not Hawaiian.
Get it right, bro.
Do you know what I mean?
Perfect. Well,
but yeah, that was great, man. I enjoyed this episode.
You know what? I like this. It was a good one. Watch out for bananas. Not only could they be full of cocaine, you could actually slip on one of them. So be careful. That's two for one.
Mario Kart.
Yeah, the whole lot. And yeah, if you have any articles, please email us contact@thebjreport or send us a message on
_thebjreport
on Instagram.
Yeah, boy. And Facebook as well.
We've got the BJ Report page up and running. Any articles you have, any constructive feedback, good, bad, you didn't like it, message us. Let us know.
Let us know. We're all ears.
We are all ears,
baby. Live on 106.5.
Okay. Well, why do you have to end it on such a downer? We were doing so well.
Shut up, man. All right. Anyways, ignore that. Well, we've had a great podcast. Well, you know what to do. Get at us. Ask us out. COVID soon to end, and I'll happily go for a beverage with you.
Yes, absolutely. And then we'll keep you updated as we proceed through this roadmap of COVID. We'll let you know when we'll be recording face to face, and the second we do, we'll be recording it to put it on YouTube. So look out for that. Well, another great week, Jericho. Thank you very much for listening. Take care. Goodbye.
Always a pleasure, bro. Take care. Ciao for now. We'll be right back.